Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I do feel like we are sort of training the next generation to look down rather than up. We often, so many students, I think, prefer to text their friends rather than talk to their friends. And we can even be, you know, kind of disconnected from those people on our right or on our left, kind of missing kind of what's in front of us. So that's why I wrote the book, I Gods, out of that concern, really, for the next generation, both as a parent of two teenagers, as well as an educator working with college students on a daily basis.
You teach a class, Introduction to Technology, and this has been an area that you have interest in. But I'm wondering, are your students allowed to use technology in the class, or has that changed over the years?
Well, it's odd. As a communications professor, I actually ask my students to check their computers, laptops, and cell phones at the door. So even though we're going to discuss technology and entertainment and I use screens within the classroom, right? I use a laptop. I put things up on the board and show video clips and all that. But I ask for them to actually power down in order to power up, to focus clearly on kind of one thing at hand and have a guided discussion. So that may seem counterintuitive to some that a communications class would remove all of these other electronic communications from the classroom. But I find that students need to have that temptation kind of, you know, take it away from them, at least for, you know, the couple of hours that we're going to focus on really trying to concentrate and focus on one guided subject at a time.
Well, just say a word about selfies and YouTube, you know, that it's just one more sort of I, me, my sort of thing. What does that say about us as a society?
Well, you know, there have always been, self-portraits and portraits. You know, in the old days, only a king or a queen could afford to have a painting done of themselves, and it was a way for them to sort of feel an inflated sense of importance. Well, in a sense, we all are like kings and queens now. We can post versions of ourselves and create personas around ourselves. So it does, I think, make us more self-centered. I believe it was C.S. Lewis who said, you know, what did he say? Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but it is thinking of yourself less. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so the problem with, say, Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram is that it is all about us, and it's asking us what is our status update and what's happening with you. I think the challenge with social media is to develop a digital discipleship in young people and in adults that allows us to figure out how to make social media about caring for others.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.